Commercial farmers are predicting that the country will have normal food security, but not a bumper harvest during the last quarter due to the rainfall pattern. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the president of the Farmers and Fishermen Award Winners Association, Philippa Bayori, said the level of food prices could have fallen, but due to the generally high cost of labor and production, prices may remain unchanged.
This year, the phenomenon has been different, and as time that prices of fuel change, then you realize that the cost of transportation of the food items too will change, and that triggers the differentials in pricing. And the other factors too are cost of the increment of agro inputs and also services like tractor services and etc. So when the input costs increase, then it's also going to affect the production cost and the labor cost and etc. So that is part of a pattern that will always come time after time. But then in time of harvest, where you call it there's bumper, they realize that prices will start to decline. But if at the end of the day, not a bumper, but it's a usual harvest, which definitely depends on the weather pattern. Recently, the rains have become erratic, and areas that you expect them to have planted, like in the north, upper east, and upper west region, where they have to plant around the summer, planting in July. So in that context, if the rain doesn't go up to the end of October, you realize that there will be reduction in yields. So these two could affect yields, and then prices too will not be, and I mean, prices may climb up. This year, we're going to have a normal thing because the rains did not come. We're not going to have imminent shortage of food, and then we will not be able to really have a huge bumper like we used to because the rains didn't come the way we, as farmers, want them. They came late. Some even came at a time that we didn't even expect to plant. So the weather has become so erratic. You know, climate change is really posing a threat to agriculture. And if we don't emphasize on irrigation and also upscaling of use of technology, another major factor is even labor cost too has increased drastically in production. Realize that agricultural labor costs normally moderate, but then when you are in a community doing food production and people, contractors too are building houses or doing the roads, the people prefer to go there because they will get high charge wages or something like that. So because of that, there are issues related to production costs, and it has really increased the cost of production.
Mr. Bayori said for the country to enjoy quality food at relatively cheaper prices, there's the need for the Ministry of Food and Agriculture, Transport, Local Government and Rural Development and Trade to collaborate to create a conducive environment for the transportation, marketing and trade in food crops in the country.
The fact is that the kind of systems that are being put in place for trade in agricultural produce in this country need to be reviewed. It needs to be reviewed in the sense that whatever we are producing has to go to a consumer. And it has to get to a consumer as wholesome, not unwholesome. So the way we treat it from production and to harvest and then to the management of post-harvest and transportation to where we store it as the end distribution for the consumer to get must be well managed. In other cases, you can realize that produce are harvested from the farm gate, transported with unusual transport because fresh produce are supposed to be transported in a manner that seems to be fresh from A to Z to where they will get to the consumer's table. But then that is not the case. You realize that vegetables are put in bags and tied, and then, you know, the heat. You need to keep them, I mean, above some certain temperature of 12 degrees. Then you end up by exposing them to 40 degrees in the bag. They get to the market, and when they open them, about 30 or 40% of them are destroyed. And then the lifespan becomes reduced. And then this is not so wholesome. We need to look at our market system to create fresh market systems and also where we'll keep our fish. The environment should be neat, whereby at least not to attract bacteria. In the cereals, we need to also have some warehousing systems in the market and then create some distribution chains, which are very holistic, so that at least from a point to point, there is no gap for rodents to enter inside the bags and then create any infestations. And there's also supposed to be, in a case that at least those grains that are going to are very, I mean treated in a way that at least they won't pose any health hazard to the consumer. I think these are issues that need to be addressed jointly between the Ministry of Agriculture, local government, and then the Ministry of Trade, where we apply code of ethics for distribution of food. The next thing is also to be able to use scales to weigh this food, because the consumer will have to budget his spending. So that if you budgeted that you wanted to spend 50 cedis for your vegetables for the whole month, then you end up by going to the market and you need to spend 150 Ghana. Those are creating imbalances, and that is also another factor that is not the best for the economy. So in that case, we need to be able to weigh the produce from farm gate, deliver them at the marketplace to weigh, so that at the end of the day, the consumer knows exactly what he's buying, the farmer knows exactly what he's getting, and the transporter knows everybody will work in a way that at least getting its weight and everybody get a percentage. But for now, the farmer is given a raw deal, for there's no scales. They use visualization to measure the farmer's produce they buy. They send it to the market. At the end of the day, the consumer to buy by visualization. And in a very vibrant economy, you don't do that, because when you do that, you create a lot of imbalances in the chain. And that is not a very good value chain. So that needs to be done.
He said, the use of weighing scales must be encouraged. Farmer-based organizations should also have control over their produce to minimize wrong application of chemicals in order to ensure that consumers eat wholesome food.
Farmers-based organizations especially need to be in control of produce. You see, when vegetables are produced in a particular community, that farmer-based organization must know the kind of chemicals that are used. They must also be able to send messages across to the market center that, look, this is when we use these chemicals. So the one who is even selling those vegetables should know what chemicals were used, when did they apply the last chemical, and there should be a certificate issued by the farmer-based organization. So when people eat and there's food poisoning and etc., they can trace. The doctors can quickly know what agrochemicals are used. We are not having a system that is well managed, and we need to quickly look at that and make the farmer-based organization a focal point who will take charge of the produce. So that in case they detect that there is this issues of either chemical residue or any bacteria in any agro-produce, they can trace it to the source, and then the agri people or the health people can solve the problem on ground. But we seem to be eating what we don't know and doing things that are not very holistic to our health.